Good morning.
Good morning.
We are happy to meet again today here by God's grace that we can worship Him, that we can have fellowship together as brothers and sisters. God has been so good to us throughout. We are going through a lot in this world. So many people have died, so many people are alive. So many people are enjoying, and so many people are suffering. We've seen a drama briefly here. We had the reading of the scriptures over there. All this is about the temptation of Jesus Christ. Immediately after his baptism in the River Jordan, he was led by the Holy Spirit to the desert. He was led by the Holy Spirit to the desert. We don't hear that he did it voluntarily, but he was led by the Holy Spirit to the desert. I know so many people these days are fasting, but when they fast, they are told maybe by a certain minister that everybody must fast. That's what they are told. In various churches today, most of the people are told, fast 7 days, fast 21 days, fast 40 days, they fast. I wonder if fasting means something to them or they're just doing it because they were fasting before. What I know is that in the Old Testament, most of the people, they didn't know how to pray to God. Even the disciples didn't know how to pray properly to God. But one day, they asked him, "Can you teach us how to pray?" Then Jesus Christ taught them briefly how to pray, mentioning the main points of what people should pray for. One of them was, "Give us our daily bread. Give us our daily bread." But he didn't say, "You pray to God, asking for God to give you bread for all of your life." But Jesus taught them to pray for a daily bread, meaning that a portion for that day. The proof of that is when the Israelites were in the wilderness, they were being fed there with bread. But this bread was coming every day. They were not given bread to keep that bread in their houses or in their barns or in their storages. But the bread was only for that day. And they were not permitted to store it somewhere. If they did, maggots would be found eating the bread there, rotting. Jesus Christ is being led by the Holy Spirit to the wilderness where there are no people. He's being led to a place, a lofty place. I think it was so quiet at that place. Perusing the books and reading some libraries, finding from libraries, you find that Jesus Christ was in a meeting with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the one who led him there, and they had this little conference, which took 40 days, when he was preparing to go to missionary or to mission work as a missionary. And it was planned there how he was going to go about it, how he was going to go around healing people, casting out the devils. It was planned because when you read in the Synoptic Gospels or the Gospels, you'll find that each day they say he needed to go through Capernaum. He needed to go to Galilee. They say he needed, meaning that he had a plan in himself. The disciples were just following him. But he had a pre-planned a program which he was following every day. He couldn't just do it. Even when he went to the Bethesda pool, where there was that man who laid there 38 years without being saved, Jesus Christ went there one day and he greeted the man. Do you want to be healed? He said, yeah, but each time when I try to go to the pool, I have nobody to put me into the pool. If people hurry and they get healed there, whilst I'm still trying to put myself into the pool. Then Jesus said, do you want to be healed? Then he said, yes. Then stand up and take your bed and go home. Something. It was a plan. People like Luke, people like Matthew, especially Luke, who was a doctor, he was so observant of whatever was taking place each day, especially miracles. On this one, when Jesus went to the wilderness, you'll find that because he was the spirit and the flesh, the body, this body was supposed to be seen by people that it can stand this, it can stand this. It can stand 40 days without food, although it will become weak. Jesus demonstrated that people needed to know that you can live for 40 days in this body, flesh, without dying, but you can become weak. Otherwise, even people like Job in the old, they wouldn't cling unto God because they would surrender. But Job stood for a couple of years in a situation which was so terrible. He was so vulnerable, in such that even the wife surrendered the husband. So Jesus made it clear so that people would learn from him how to live. That's why in one of the passages, it reads like these temptations, you are not so easily taken by these temptations in such a way that you can't even overcome them. That the scripture says so. Because Jesus Christ did an experiment to show us that we can live in our fleshly bodies. Why did Jesus do that? Because the devil demonstrated that by coming to Jesus Christ, taking advantage that Jesus Christ was walking so weakly in such a way, he was so hungry in such a way that he could faint at any time. Then the devil said, there you are, if you are the Son of God. You know, in this conference between Jesus Christ and the devil, the devil came with points which he could win, especially to our today's people. He has won them. He has won those points. He still wins the people with those points. He checks your weakness, then he will deal with your weakness. He doesn't deal with your strength. He will try to weaken you so that you can follow suit to what he wants you to do. That's why people are worshiping the devil, and knowing that they are worshiping the devil, they think they are worshiping God. Because they go praying there. When they pray, the devil knows that God will not answer this prayer. God will not answer this fasting. So the devil will answer it himself. Then people will beat their chest and say, look, how rich I am. God has blessed me. I've got money in Barclays Bank. I've got money in Lloyd's Bank. I've got money. All he can mention as many banks as he can. But he doesn't know that the devil blessed him. Why? Because Jesus Christ here never allowed the devil to come above him. I gave this title today of this scenario, like Jesus sends Satan perking from scriptural point or from scriptural reality. Jesus sends Satan perking from scriptural reality. Because the devil was coming using scriptures as well. He used all the scriptures. Jesus answered all the scriptures. He was beaten 3-0 because these were three questions. If, he was using if you are the Son of God. He knew that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. But he says, if you are the Son of God, can you make, why going hungry like this? Make that a stone, bread, and let's enjoy it. Jesus says, it is written. All the answers of Jesus Christ were saying, it is written. Remember, it is Jesus Christ who told his disciples and other people that search the scriptures, for in them we think you have eternal life. And these scriptures are they that testify of me. He is saying so because he used the scriptures. Jesus Christ. He didn't use his prophecies. He used his scriptures, which were written, particularly the Psalms. Even the devil used the Psalms. Jesus answered him equally with the Psalms. So he dispatched him from the box. 3-0. It is written. You shall not tempt your God. It is written. Men cannot live by bread alone. It is written. All the answers were spot on here because they were all scriptural. If people are asking us today, how do we answer them? Just we use our philosophies. We use our wisdom. In most cases, even these guys, the prophets who are very rich, who are manipulating the people, taking money from people, building their mansions, driving wonderful cars, whilst the people are suffering, they use the scriptures. But the people cannot answer because those people, they don't even allow them to read the scriptures. They say, listen to me. I am a man of God. I'm an apostle. I'm a prophet. They've given themselves all these big titles in such that people think they are gods. So whatever they say is correct. And they are pumping money to them. And they are getting richer and richer. While these people are becoming poorer and poorer. So this fake idea which Satan took Jesus to the highest point in Jerusalem, highest a pinnacle, and showed Jesus Christ to the whole world and say, can you see all these kingdoms of the world? Only if you can worship me, only if you can fall down and bow before me and worship me. This is what the devil is saying. Why? The devil thought that Jesus, when he was wearing this flesh, he was as weak as human beings. The approach which they did in the Garden of Eden when they destroyed Adam and Eve, the same approach which they did before the floods, when they destroyed the nation there, the same thing which they did when they forced the people to put up the Tower of Babel, telling people, you can go to court, you can go to court, build this and go. People were busy putting up a building like a West Orchard where the cars are going up, 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 up. They were told to do so that they reach heaven. And the God confused the language so that they started to fight on their own and they parted ways. The same method which was used on Job, when the devil went up together with angels and requested to God that he can deal with Job in such a way that Job can forget God. The same way which the devil used at the death of Moses, when he tried to take over the body of Moses so that the people could worship the body of Moses, making him an idol. That's why God made it to disappear from everybody up to today. This is the same method which the devil is using to God himself, God who is Jesus, God who was wearing as a human being. So that human being image is the one that he gave authority to the devil to think that, he's in flesh, I will deal with him. He's hungry. He can admire all these kingdoms. I will tell him that all the kingdoms are mine. And if he can worship me, then I will give everything to him. He wanted Jesus Christ to deny God the Father and listen to him. Jesus never gave him time. He said, get away from me, you Satan. Get away from me. Suppose you were the one who the devil took you up there and showed you all the gold, all the silver, all these things in the world. He would show you all the skyscrapers of New York or all the places which are wonderful on this earth. What were you going to say when the devil said, I can give you all these things? All the most expensive cars, the jets. What would you do? To be honest, you would just follow what the devil was going to say. They are doing so. That's what we are doing today. We are following the devil. The devil is taking the world by surprise. Few people read the scriptures and they can defend themselves using the scriptures because they read. Because it is encouraged that all those who read, it is Jesus who was telling the disciples, must understand. Because there is going to be an abomination of desolation which will stand in Jerusalem. That's what Jesus told his disciples. He said, one who understands must read. Do we read? This is the time when we need to read. Jesus knew all the scriptures. Jesus attended the temple every day. Jesus attended Sunday school, whatever. And he understood the scriptures of the day. He came to the level of the devil, and the devil surrendered because the devil was coming cunningly using the scriptures because he knows the scriptures. When he approaches you, he will come with a scripture. When you see so many churches sprouting around, the people are using scriptures. These are the days when people need to wake up and really worship God as Jesus advised the devil that I am your God. You are not allowed to tempt your God, but yours is to worship God and him alone. He was telling him diplomatically that you are not God, I am God. You worship me alone, I am the only God. Because Jesus Christ is the one who is the creator of everything. Satan knowingly behaved as if he doesn't know. Looking Jesus Christ low, but he was defeated there on the cross. Look at the other guy where my brother read at the end there. Jesus was calling people to follow him, but one guy said, can you help us before I join you? If you can sort out this for me, please. My brother is taking all the inheritance. He doesn't want to share with me. That's what this guy said to Jesus. They were fighting for inheritance. They were fighting for possession. Jesus Christ said, no, This, don't be covetous. It's only covetous people who fight for possession. Let me tell you a story. So he told the story of a rich farmer who extended his barns, extended his stores to fill his possessions inside, to fill everything. Then he said, "Oh, my soul, enjoy yourself, drink, eat, and I don't need anything." He didn't think about other people. He was thinking about himself only. I will do this, I will do this. Then one day when he had finished everything, he had a lot of money which he didn't know when he was going to finish it, or food. Then God said, "Fool," at rate of that, "you fool." Imagine, from the word to be called "you wise man," because he was rich, he knew how to make money, he knew how to make possessions. But none of the nicknames is given to him, which are about goodness. He's told, "Fool." And he repeats, "You fool. Tonight your soul will be required." What about the possession? What are you going to do with it? So we need to be very careful as Christians today. We need to be satisfied with what God has given us. We need to worship God truly. We need to be honest with God in whatever we are doing. We need to be aware that the devil is coming, and we need to see that this is the devil who is doing this. Because Jesus saw what the devil was doing. Indeed, he was hungry, but Jesus did not eat the bread out of the stones. Jesus was so powerful, in such he could throw himself down, in such the angels could get hold of him, as the Bible said. But he refused to be told by the devil. I like the British people who say, "We can't negotiate with the Putin. We can't do this with Putin because we don't want to listen to him one word." That's what they say. Jesus didn't want to come down under the devil. He wanted to stay high. He didn't want to come low. The devil's level was low. The devil's level was about the possessions. Most of the people are about the possessions. Most of the people are taken by the devil through possessions. They even preach. There is, if you visit other churches, you'll find that every Sunday or every Saturday, they will preach about give money, give money, give money. When they pray, the ministers are full of the Spirit, speaking in tongues. They say, "Prosperity, prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. Good husband, good husband, good wife, good wife." They pray for those things. They pray about food. They pray about money. They pray about riches every time. Then people want to listen to that. That's what people want. Those churches are full like this because people want prosperity. People want women. People, they want husbands, men. That's what, these three things, that's what they want. So they say, it's a secret of making your church grow. Speak about prosperity, particularly money. Bless them so that they get a lot of money, so that they drive wonderful cars, so that they get very beautiful women. So that that's what they say. So I think we as Christians, those who read the Bible, those who believe in God, we know very well what we should do. The devil is around us here. Jesus was worshipped by angels because he won the battle. Satan was beaten 3-0. He was sent packing in Jesus' name. Father, we come before you this afternoon. We want to thank you for everything that you give us. What help us to be satisfied with the life that you are giving us. Because you said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, then the rest will be added unto you." Father, we believe that all things you give us according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.